So just stand there for a moment. Collect yourself. Take a deep breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Wiggle your toes a little bit. Become aware of your body. Little aches and pains in your body. So now you should be mostly centered, really close to centered. Those deep breaths, awareness of the body. Become aware of where your focus is at this moment. Focus is an attribute of mindfulness. Personally, it is mindfulness to me, but I don't want to get in trouble by the meditation police. But focus is very important. So become aware of where your focus is. A lot of people say focus on the breath. The breathe in and the out. Breathe in. Breathe out. If you're comfortable with focusing on the breath, that's fine. It won't impact this meditation much. But I would like to introduce a different focal point than maybe what you're used to. I learned this at the Self-Realization Fellowship. It's a great fellowship, great temple, very beautiful, in Berkeley, California. Their point of focus in meditation is their third eye, or that area right between your eyebrows on your forehead. Or if you've seen some Hindu women who have the red dot on their forehead, just picture that on your forehead and focus all your attention on that. And I want you to become aware of how challenging it might be to focus all your attention on one thing. It's like flexing a muscle. So while you keep breathing, I want you to focus again on that third eye on your forehead with your eyes closed. Just bring all your attention and focus to that one spot and hold it there as long as you can. Now, gently relax your focus a little bit. Keep gazing in that general area of your forehead. But just kind of relax. Relax the focus. It really is like a muscle. At first, you might only be able to do it for 1 or 2 seconds, an intense flex of your focus. But with practice, you'll be able to do it for 30 seconds, and then 60 seconds, and then 2 minutes. And you'll find that by practicing that, you're developing a masterful tool that will become very useful in future meditations when we start digging into the emotional layers of our psyche, the belief systems, old pains, traumas. It'll be very necessary to have that focus available. Because we won't just be looking at those items, we'll be rewriting them to something we want them to be. Something that'll help us in our current moment. But that's later. Now that you have focus or breath, whichever one you're using, we're going to try a little guided manifestation meditation. I was inspired to do this by Tara Brach, who is a Buddhist teacher. She often visits Spirit Rock in North California and has lots of talks on dharmaseed.com. If you want to check her out. So we're going to recenter our focus either to your breath or to that space in your forehead, that little point. And I want you to imagine an ideal version of you 5 years from now. Your ideal circumstances, your finances, your health, your looks, if you're vain like me, your relationships, career, wisdom, meditation, practice. Whatever that ideal is for you 5 years from now, I want you to picture that in your imagination or in your mind's eye. Picture what you look like, your haircut, kind of clothes you're wearing, are they expensive or plain? Is it warm out? Is it cold? Are you in the city, in the country? Do you have jewelry on? Or $1,200 Italian leather loafers like I do? In the future. I mean, not now. And once you get a good representation of that image of yourself in the future, I want you to take a deep breath and breathe yourself into that image Every time you take a deep breath, inhabit that image a little more. Embody that image. You can look down at your hands and see them in your imagination. You can see if you're married or not. I want you to just experience that new level of wisdom that you have in the future. The new sense of inner strength and confidence. The feeling you have knowing that you're a very capable person who can overcome challenges and who has overcome challenges to get where you are today. Just let all of that kind of form a strong image in your head. And then I'll sit with that image for a few breaths. Now that we're comfortably seated in our future self, I want you to take a deep breath and breathe that image of your future self into your current body. Pull that image into your body. Let that image and all the feelings and the characteristics start filling your body today in this moment. So that in the present moment, you feel confident in your abilities, that you can overcome obstacles and complete tasks. Let's just breathe that image in for about 5 breaths. Hopefully that images fully in your present moment now. I want you to become aware and acknowledge your current situation in life, the challenges, the successes, the areas you want to improve. And as you think of those areas, those now, I want you to collect all those areas of growth you want to achieve, those changes in your circumstance. And I want you to realize that changing those things aren't going to make you happier. They might make you more comfortable for a moment, or feel accomplished temporarily, but they're not going to make you happier. But what we can do is be as happy today as we wanted to be in the future. We can feel the warmth of that happiness in our body. You might start feeling some tingles and our emotions moving around a little bit. That's okay. It's just a process. Now that we've detached from those circumstances changing, we've removed the expectations from our happiness. Our happiness is not dependent on those things. We're happy as it is right now, and we'll be just as happy in the future. Happy and content. And from this state, we can start accomplishing the goals we need to accomplish to get to that place in the future. Knowing that accomplishing them is maybe just an exercise of fun. It's a little game we get to play to see how good we are at doing things. But they're not related to our happiness. If anything external is affecting our inner world, then we have a lot of attachments that we need to look at and get rid of. So we should have everything we need to get to the future self available to us right now, in the moment. All the ideas we need to follow through on, we have right now, or we'll have soon. We'll be inspired when needed. And we just have to trust start taking steps in that direction, knowing that our happiness is safe no matter what happens. That we always have our happiness and no one can take that from us. We'll always have the moment. And we'll always have our focus. Just take a deep breath. Start relaxing your imagination. Start relaxing your focus, your shoulders, and get ready to engage with the real world today, the material world. You can open your eyes when you're ready, or stay seated as long as you want. I find that different people everyone has their own meditation, like that's right for them. It's very individual. It's a process that the individual has to discover for themselves. Meditation is intimate like that. This does conclude our manifestation meditation number one. There's going to be plenty more coming. I hope that you like what we do at Mindful Recoveries. And I am 100% sure that there are people out there somewhere that need to hear what we have to say and what we offer. That person may not be you, although we hope it is. But if you could understand that people would benefit from what we do, please share this on your social media or like it, retweet it, whatever. Help us get our content out there so other people can move forward with their challenges and overcome the obstacles in their way, in and out. Until next time.